This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States will support an inclusive, credible Haitian government. Laura Lachman, the State Department's acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere's Affairs, told VOA on Wednesday the United States is encouraging Haitian political leaders, civil society, and the private sector to find a political solution that will lead to presidential and legislative elections in the Caribbean island nation later this year, following last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. A commission made up of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet later today to sign a political accord that will name a new president. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in Sao Paulo hospital for tests to determine if he will need emergency surgery because of an intestinal obstruction. President's office initially said Wednesday he was being examined because of persistent hiccups and that he was feeling well. Bolsonaro has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen during the 2018 campaign. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military efforts in the nearly 20-year war. The operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. A State Department spokesperson declined to detail how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is